There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. All subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street smart, intuitive insights, and she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc, and it starts now. Welcome, everybody. I'm Mark Anthony. I'm here with my amazing co-host, the one and only Dr. Pat Basile.
Street Smart Spiritual. Got a big rubber tree joining us back
and
here.
You see that big rubber tree? Yeah, and you know what? That rubber tree could be growing in an oasis. You know, we were talking about the theme for the show tonight, and the whole country. And actually, I was watching BBC earlier today. Pretty much the whole northern hemisphere is engulfed in massive heat waves. Yeah. And that's how we came up with the idea of how do you find your oasis? And when you think of an oasis, what do you think of? Is a beautiful freshwater spring in a desert, and it's your refuge. It's a place where you quench your thirst. And in the metaphorical sense, an oasis is your refuge in the middle of difficulties in your life. And that is what The Psychic and the Doc is all about. We want to be your refuge, or we are your refuge in the difficulties of your life. And that's why this is a call-in show. You can call in and talk to us about any type of problem, and Dr. Pat and I will do our best.
Yeah.
So Dr. Pat, here's my question to you. How do you find your oasis?
All right. So here's the deal. Let me just say for all y'all out there, 1-800-930-2819. And then you got Jacob kind of monitoring Facebook here. So he's going to be over there on the Facebook transformation, facebook.com transformation talk radio. Give us a call. First of all, this is a live call-in show, but we are going to give you our version of what your oasis may be. Now, that's going to come through Mark, and who knows what I'm going to say. I don't even think Mark knows what he's going to say. But look, man, this is such a great question, because for the most of my life, without getting into a big story about my life, I wasn't even sure like what an oasis was. Okay, so there were people that showed up in my life that became angels. And I've talked about this before. Brian McGorry, Dan Vandermas, Linda's mom and dad, literally shaped me into the person I am today. I would not be the person here today without her mom and dad. I just wouldn't, or Linda for that matter, you know, because I was a mess. Okay. I'm 22. I am a bleeping mess. I'm telling you folks, I am a mess. And to happen to meet Linda in the weirdest way, because this is one of these psychic Mark Anthony things I'm gonna kick back at you, because we always talk about life and we talk about destiny and we talk about the clues. I just had a great chat with Jessica here. I think it was great. I don't know what Jessica feels about the chat, but I've come to another realization about the oasis thing, and maybe your topic for today is all about it. But the fact that I met Linda through another friend who talked about Linda for an entire year before Linda and I met. Then Linda and I meet, and then all of a sudden, Joan and Buren have to move to Texas for the big promotion he got, right? And Linda's like, I'm not going to Texas. I'm like coming off of being homeless and I'm not having a place to live. And we're like, okay, let's share an apartment. Okay, see, you can't plan things like this. But the reason I want to talk about this, and I love this today, is I think I've learned today that I can find an oasis every day in my life if I use the tools I've learned. And I just had a great talk today. You know, Mark, did you say it before the show? Because you said something before the show. Can I won't share what we were talking about exactly, but can I just paraphrase what you said? Because it's so pertinent. Because I just said it to Jessica in a different way. In life, what would stop you from not finding your oasis? Let's assume the oasis is there.
Yeah.
But what's going to stop you from seeing it? What if it was always in front of you? But what has been put up here? Right, Mark? Because you look.
Absolutely.
You've gone through the challenges.
I have. And think about, and I've been in deserts and I've wandered, and you always hear about a mirage and you see them. And what it is, it's heat waves coming off the ground and it actually looks like water, but it's an illusion. And so many times our oasis, that spot, that point of refuge, and it could be maybe a friendship with somebody, maybe it's an activity that you do, maybe it's just your way to get away from stress, is your oasis, but illusion can distract you from it. And what could that illusion be? It can be grief. It can be self-doubt. It can be all types of issues and problems, distractions. An illusion is a distraction. And that's what so many people get caught up in, is the distractions of life that take us off course and keep us from finding our oasis. And, you know, so I want to put this out to all the callers, 1-800-930-2819. How do you find your oasis? Oh, and I do want to say one thing. For all the folks watching on Facebook Live, thank you for watching on Facebook Live. Because after the show, I look at some of the comments, and a lot of times people are asking me, can you do a reading for me and all that? Yes. But you have to call in at 1-800-930-2819. So, because this is a call-in show, and what you have to say is very important, not just for the feedback that Dr. Pat and I are going to be giving you, but for the other listeners, because you're not alone. Other people are going through a lot of the strife and the distractions and the pain that you're going through. So you can actually be helping a lot of people by calling into the show.
Yeah. You know what I'm really acutely aware of for a moment, and I just want to talk about it. And we're going to go right to the phones if we could. You know, what I'm acutely aware of is how we sabotage our own ability to see the oasis. And I can speak for myself. I don't want to speak for anybody else, but I'm acutely aware of it. And Jessica and I were having a conversation about the network because, you know, there are a couple changes we need to make to our technology because we were so far ahead in our technology, even our design of how our player works with vertical banners. We went through a technology change to change and get away from there because the world of podcasting went to rectangular. And I woke up and I'm watching Netflix. I'll just say, okay, yes, that's me. And I'm watching HBO Max. And I'm saying, oh my gosh, we weren't underdeveloped in our design. We were so far ahead with vertical banners for the shows. Because what did they all do? They all went to vertical and rectangular. And here we were modifying our technology to get away from vertical and rectangular and go to square, but we're not like any other podcast company. And you know, the intelligence behind this technology and this banner, and I walked into Jessica and I said, do you see what they're doing? HBO Max and Netflix and any of the streaming companies, watch how they show their shows. So we have had this design for 10 years, Mark.
Yes, we have.
Okay. And so we have to catch ourselves because it's something that you said, and then we'll go to the phones. When all is said and done, you have to find that oasis within yourself. Yep. You have to find this sweet spot within yourself that despite what people say, despite the complaints, despite, you know, how people think a situation should be, and you become the tail end of that for whatever reason, you got to find your true self. You've got to find your own oasis inside. And if you cannot find it for yourself, a show like this, we're going to help you find it today. But even more than that, somebody that loves you and trusts you, they will remind you of what that is inside, right?
Yes. And that's a really, really good point, Dr. Pat. So we got a group of callers waiting to talk to us. What do you say we go to the phones?
I think CJ called in last time. Let's just see if this is the CJ going to give us an update.
Hi there, CJ.
I'm on.
Hi, CJ. Yeah, you're on.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Gotcha.
Loud and clear.
Yeah. How can we help you today? What's your question?
I have another question for Mark Anthony. I haven't heard from my dad in a while in spirit. I just wanted to see if he could come through.
Okay. CJ, I'm getting a male energy coming through associated with you. Was your dad having a lot of issues with his teeth or his gums prior to passing, or did he have false teeth? Because the male energy coming through, my teeth are really, really hurting. And when I feel physical sensations like that, okay, that sounds like a yes. Is that a yes?
Yeah, neuropathy.
Okay. All right. Well, I have a spirit here who, when he was in this world, had some pretty painful issues going on with his teeth. And he said, he keeps calling you sugar and baby girl, sugar and baby girl. Does that make any sense?
Oh, baby girl. I'm his baby girl.
Okay. He said, baby girl. He said, I am around you all the time. I am around you all the time. And what it is, he's explained to me that he isn't necessarily coming to you in ways that you're going to immediately spot. What he's doing, CJ, is helping guide you, because what he's explaining is that you've already gotten the, oh, here he is. Oh, I'm feeling this. Oh, I got the dream. You've already established that. Now what he's doing is he is helping to guide you. He's also explaining to me that you have become much more sophisticated in your decision-making process in life. He's extremely proud of you. It's you're growing, you're elevating, you're thinking things through more. Your dad couldn't be happier. What's going on with your car? Car. I'm getting some with your car. Getting a new car, getting some work on the car, something with the car.
A car? Oh, yeah. I was driving around today in my car.
All right. There. See, and that's, you've heard me before, a verifiable fact following a message. A spirit gives advice, an explanation, which is that he is around you. He's guiding you. You're getting more sophisticated in your decision-making process. And then he's talking about car. You're driving around your car. That verifiable fact of the driving around your car is how he's letting you know that you have properly received and interpreted the message. And I think Dr. Pat has some advice for you as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell me about your driving around the car thing today. What was that about?
Driving around in my car?
Yeah, were you running chores, errands, or were you just sightseeing?
Oh, yeah. We were running some errands today. And we were stuck a little bit in the Houston traffic.
I hope you had some people praying for you through that.
Yeah, my mom was in the passenger seat with me.
I'm not going to go there just in case she's listening. I wanted to ask you this one little question. I mean, your question to Mark, my sense is you're looking for something, and I'm not quite sure what it is. I don't know if you're looking for an answer. I think you're looking for some question. What is it that's really on your mind?
Right now?
Yeah.
Well, school, getting ready to start college.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
How you feeling about that?
I'm 50-50. We just got to see when I get there.
It's an adventure, isn't it? It's an adventure for you, school.
Yeah.
You're a little bit scared.
Yeah.
Okay. So first of all, it's new. It's an adventure. And being a little hesitant about it is great. But don't doubt yourself. and don't doubt yourself for the fact that you belong there. Ever.
The doubt part.
Yeah, believe me, I know exactly what that feels like, especially around school. But get yourself a way to get rid of that, because the universe doesn't put you at a place that you're not supposed to be. And the only thing that will take you off course, right, is what took me off course, and that's my own self-doubt. That school thing, you need to go there confidently and then humbly at the same time. You need to go there adventurously and absolutely committed to the work that's required, right? You need to go there as your proud self and yet know enough to have empathy and compassion. Got it?
Yeah, thank you.
Don't let anybody tell you you're less than.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
Thank you, CJ. Awesome. Hey, I want to just chime in about Dirk. Dirk, your oasis is traveling. I love that. And Michael, you're like a person like after my own heart. I love my garage. I grew up in my garage. And that story I shared about Linda's dad, we spent a lot of time in the garage doing things, making things, fixing things. And thank you, Michael, for reminding me the best years of my early childhood was with my dad, who didn't have any boys, who was a mechanic. And we would build these beater cars in the garage. So thank you for that reference. But I must say, we always had music playing.
You know, that is so cool that the garage is a refuge. You know, and Dr. Pat,
I love that.
When you said about working with your dad in the garage, that was something that my dad and I did all the time when I was a kid. But I remember one time he was working on the car and he goes, "You hate doing this, don't you?"
Oh, and, is that true?
Well, yes and no, because I was always wanting to do something more creative and all that.
Oh, okay.
But then I learned so much. Like yesterday, I had to fix something and I didn't even know that I would know how to fix it until I did, because I was flashing upon something my dad taught me when I was probably 12 years old. So, Dad, I know you're listening in spirit.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, look, these are things we think about, but you see that association with the garage. And even to this day, I'll just say, Michael, my garage is my place. I got my table tennis table in there with my robot. But here's the thing that I remember from this, and then we'll go to the phone. We're just going to hop right over. My dad and I, we built a car. I was so thrilled. I mean, these were beater cars he would bring home from the trucking company. I don't know how we got them to run, but I remember working on this one car. I can't even remember, it was a Buick or something. I don't even remember. And he took it out and he took it down the end of the street and he wanted to show me, right? He wanted to come down the end of the street and he showed me. Here's what I remember. I thought this was the coolest thing. I thought my dad did something. My dad's coming down the street. Flames are coming from the engine. This is like the whole engine is on fire, right? And I thought, oh my gosh, my dad did that for me. He built me a fire car.
I love it.
Let's go to the phone, Jacob.
That sounds good. We've got Allison calling in from Napa. Hi there, Allison.
Hi, Allison. How can we help you? What's your question for Mark or me?
Hi, I'm so sorry. I just took a big bite of food.
What is it good?
I was just curious. It's delicious. I was just curious if there's any news about the soul phone.
Yes, there is. That's Dr. Gary Schwartz's project, the soul phone project. And he is going to be presenting at the Helping Parents Heal conference in 2 weeks. And if you go to my website and go to the calendar of events, go to the Helping Parents Heal, go click on the calendar of events and it'll take you into the August calendar. The reason I'm saying that is that the tickets to the event, in-person event, are sold out, but you can get a ticket to watch it virtually online. And Dr. Schwartz is one of the main presenters. I'm also one of the keynotes, and he is going to be giving a full update on the Soul Phone project.
Okay, cool. I will definitely watch that. That's all I got.
All right. Oh, thank you. Great. Enjoy whatever you're eating.
My friend Sarah's on hold, so I hope she's next.
All right, let's get to Sarah. Let's go there, Jacob. Do we have Sarah holding on?
Yeah, 1 second here while I pass it through to you.
Thank you, Jacob.
Jacob is on fire, just like your car, Dr. Pat.
Yeah.
He's on fire tonight.
All right, here she is connected now with us. Hi there, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. How can we help you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. We're great. How can we help you tonight? You have to turn your radio off in the background, though.
Yeah. Turn your radio or computer speakers off and just speak on your phone, because it creates a feedback loop and we get lots of distortion. So, and then that, So go ahead. Go ahead, Sarah.
Well, this is my first time calling, and I'm not entirely sure what to ask, to be honest with you, at the moment. There's so many things going on in my life. I actually wanted to know, as far as my
relationship. I can't understand anything. Oh.
Hey, Jacob, she's breaking up quite a bit. Can you just put Sarah on hold for a minute and see if we can correct that? Sarah, talk to me a little bit. There's something going on with your phone or your headset.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Do you have a headset on?
I do not.
Okay. Yeah. Just try not to move around when you talk. There's just a lot of static in your phone. So let's try it again. So would you like to see if somebody's coming through with Mark?
Yes.
All right. This is Sarah. This is going to be very difficult because your sound quality is heavily distorted, and everything that I do as a medium is about frequency. So not just for you.
Get off the speakerphone if you're on speaker.
Yeah, it has to be.
I'm not on speaker. I think it might. I'm just outside. That's why. Maybe it's the wind.
Oh, that's what it is. No, that's totally what it is. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. So
go find a corner.
Yeah. So for all the callers, please make sure that your computer speakers, your radio is off. Because
I don't have any of that on. I'm just outside with the wind.
The wind. Yeah. No.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Sarah, I'm getting a female energy coming through. Feels like she could be a paternal figure. That doesn't necessarily, maternal figure. So that doesn't necessarily mean a mom. That could be an aunt or an older person connected to you on the generational level just above you. And what I'm getting with this this woman is issues with her. It's either adrenal or renal, and I'm leaning more towards renal, which would mean kidneys. So she must have been having some type of complications with her kidneys prior to passing or throughout the course of her life. And I'm also getting with her circulatory issues, because I'm feeling edema, fluid buildup, tasting a lot of sodium. That's an indicator also of edema, fluid retention, and also could be blood pressure issues. The two of you, interesting, you were very close, but I feel that toward the end of her life, you weren't in touch with her as much as both of you would have liked. I'm also tasting a lot of blood.
Actually,
okay. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, wait, do me a favor. Wait till I say, does that make sense? And then you can respond. So, does that make sense?
Oh, okay. It does. Actually, my aunt passed away a number of years ago, and I wasn't able to be there. And she was actually like my mom, because she took care of me when I was younger. And when my mom wasn't around to take care of me, she was always there taking care of me.
Okay, that's all I need. Hold on. Did she used to make you, because she showed me, now she's holding up gingerbread, little gingerbread men. Is there something about the spice ginger, the name ginger, the flavor ginger, or gingerbread cookies or gingerbread that would make sense to you? Don't worry how it applies to her, how it would make sense to you in any way.
No, to be honest with you.
Okay, hold on. For the benefit of yourself and everyone else, avoid the no syndrome. Okay, let me ask you this, Sarah. When you think of ginger, what immediately comes to mind for you? Don't worry about how it applies to your aunt or to anyone else. What does ginger mean to you?
Well, my grandfather and everybody on my mother's side, they would put ginger in a lot of the dishes that we had, but I didn't like it so much. And when I was a kid, they would actually put ginger on my thumb and on my fingers so I wouldn't suck my thumb.
Bada bing, bada ginger. Okay, wow, now, that is totally it. So you see, now you got a connection. And before I do one-on-one private readings, I spend about 15 minutes giving an orientation. And you see, when something comes through, you have to think globally, which you did. And you see all the associations with ginger. It's real easy to immediately go to no, but ginger is actually a very important memory for you because you don't like it. And in some sense, your family used it as a punitive measure against you so that you wouldn't suck your thumb. So now let's see what the message from your peeps and spirit have to say. Interesting how in the last call, CJ, there was something about driving. And what happens when we're dealing with a group session like this, there's a commonality many times between the message that the spirits give. It's called collective consciousness communication. But your spirits are extremely concerned, Sarah, about your driving. There is something going on with either your vehicle or the way you drive that you really need to start paying attention to. And they're telling me that you don't mean to do this, but that you're getting very distracted. And it's like you don't pay attention to what's going on side to side. I don't know if there's an issue with your peripheral vision, but they keep giving me periphery.
Yeah, there is.
Okay, you see, so you need to make sure that you get that checked with your eye doctor because when you're in transit, this is a potential problem. What's happening now is what is known as spirit intervention. Your loved ones in spirit are coming through. They're identifying your whole group with the ginger, and they're telling you, and you confirmed that you have issues with your peripheral vision, but they're also telling you to take extra care so that you don't get into an accident. Dr. Pat.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right on with that. I said the only thing I would add is, or the sense of, were you aware that there is an issue with the with the, you know, the side to side for your vision?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Are you aware that there's something that you need to get adjusted with your vision? Were you aware of that?
Yeah. Okay. I'm not supposed to be driving at night, and I get scared driving at night because I get tunnel vision at night.
Okay.
There you go.
So, I mean, look, I don't know if there's something you can do about it or not, but it's hard when you kind of have that message, isn't it? When you can't really.
Yeah,
it is. It's hard. How are you handling that?
No, and I think that's probably why they're telling me.
Yeah, that was my thing on it. You know, it's hard when you've kind of been given that kind of information. And, you know, the pathway to freedom, especially with something like that, is accept it to begin with and then figure out if there's anything you can do about it. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard, but believe it or not, acceptance of a situation, even if it's not a good one, opens up the pathway to a solution. Because when we're not accepting it, it's like Einstein said, when we're not in a space to really hear it and know it, we're not open to really know how there might be a solution. So like Einstein was saying, you can't solve the problem at the level it was created, right? So what he's basically saying, you have to get out of it. And the only way to get out of it is not resist it. Anytime we resist something, it grows. So acceptance is a strange word. Let's just be honest. But if you can get to a place where you're neutral about it, you will probably get some other things that will come to you that may help. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Thanks for being first time caller calling in.
Yeah. Check back with us.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You know, Dr. Pat, I just want to say it is such an honor working with you because, you know, when I give these messages and I love the way, because you're an objective observer, you say, okay, this is what this means. And you tie it all together because I was picking up on the periphery and the potential problem and your advice about acceptance. You know, it is not easy accepting people, you know, you have a limitation or a physical. No, it isn't. No. But through that acceptance, that could also save her life.
Yeah. And, you know, look, I had a similar experience with my eye doctor and still have it. You know, I went through a whole lot of things, got an operation and, you know, the doctor's like, you got a degenerate eye disease. And I'm like, well, what does that mean? Well, you're going to go blind. And I'm like, oh, okay, really? That's the message that you want to give me today? And, you know, but I had to get to the place where, okay, great. That's your opinion. It is not where I am today. And because if you don't get to that neutral place, where you go is you start to go down a rabbit hole. And your entire rest of your life is flashing in front of you and you cannot see what possibilities there may be in the moment. And boy, how often do we do that?
Yeah, a lot. So we you know what? I'd say we skip the breaks. Let's keep going with our callers.
Yeah, let's keep going. Jacob.
Sounds good. We've got Lenore calling in from Florida. Hey there, Lenore.
Hi, Lenore.
Hi.
Yeah, can you turn your radio off, please?
Hello?
Can you turn your radio off? Jacob, can you make sure that everybody turns their radio off when they call in? Turn your radio off in the background if you could. Now I can. How can we help you?
Hi, how are you?
Great.
I just have a question about my future with my husband, the near future, anything that I should be concerned about or looking forward to.
So Mark, what Mark does is a little bit different than that, but I'll work with you on that when you get to me. What Mark does is a little bit different than that, right, Mark?
Yeah, people need to understand I'm a medium. I communicate with spirits. I am not a fortune teller. Okay, so a lot of people call in, what's going to happen with my relationship? Well, let me ask you this, and then I'll turn it over to Dr. Pat. What do you want to happen with your relationship? And then I'll let Dr. Pat take it from there.
Well, I'm just looking for positivity. I mean, as far as spirit, we can talk about whomever is around me, family members.
No, you're not answering the question. You're all right, you got to realize I'm an attorney too. And I would say, Your Honor, would you instruct the witness to answer the question? Well, I want to know what the spirits say. You know what the spirits, they're not coming through because the message from them is, this is one of your life lessons. Mm. You're the one that has to determine this. Mm-hmm. So the question, Lenore, still stands. Okay. What do you want to happen? What is your oasis in the desert that you're experiencing with your relationship difficulties?
Yeah. And, you know, I understand that the answer to this may be very private, so we can be a bit cryptic if we could. Here's what I know about this. The fact that you're calling into the show means that this is very important to you.
Yes.
Right. It doesn't matter what you want in a relationship. Something about this relationship is very important to you, and it's up in your face right now. Right? Am I correct? It's like right up in your face.
Yeah, everything's going very well. I have a really happy marriage. I'm just wondering what our future holds. If we're going to be moving or if you're going to get a new job, things like that.
Okay, so we can't help you with that on this show.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, that's a different show, but I'm going to help you anyway.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I just had this, Jessica and I just had a big old conversation, actually all throughout today.
Okay.
You have to lean in to what you want. Okay, so the question really is, what do you and your husband desire for your future? Do you desire to stay where you're living? Do you desire to move? Do you don't care either way? You just want to keep picking oranges? Whatever it is, have you two had a conversation yet? Sat
of
down
course,
and said, and so what do you desire?
To progress and move on in the future and want for more.
Okay, you're going to progress because you're happy. You're not calling in because this is divorce court, so we're not having that. But
get a bigger home, hopefully
there
get a better job.
That's what you want to do. So here's what I want to say to you. You don't even want to ask the question anymore. So play with me on this. What you want to do is you want to hold the answer. Myself and my husband, right? My partner, whatever. We are going, this is what we're going to do. We're going to know about the bigger job is coming. It's already here. We're going to be able to progress and move on to live in a place where we absolutely love. And you're going to really talk that way from now on. When you sit down and have your meeting, no, when you have your meeting, you're going to talk to each other. You're going to say, Danny, I don't know if it's Danny's his name. You're going to say, Danny, I'm going to tell you, I'm so excited about the new job you're going to get. And I'm really excited about, wow, you got like a 40% increase on your new job. And I love that it's going to be close to the place that we want to move. Right, Danny? Yeah. Right, Lenore? I love that. And Lenore, you know what? Where do you want to live? Where do you see that now from this moment on? You are not going to ask any more questions about where are we going to be. You are going to talk where you're going to be.
Right.
Got it?
I understand. Absolutely.
Yeah, because you're happily married. You're happy.
Yeah.
So you are people that know how to manifest.
Yeah.
You got what I'm saying?
I get it.
All right.
I get it. Yeah.
Man,
I get
pull
it.
That Oasis power out from in you and really start preaching at Danny. I don't know that Danny's his name, but start preaching at him.
You know, it sounds like you guys
have family members that are helping me, guide me, that are around me.
I'm helping you.
Okay.
And let me tell you, you have to be having people helping you. You wouldn't have even called into this show. You see, sometimes we don't need, we don't need a note from them. The fact that you dialed into this show today to happen to get Mark and I talking about Oasis, somehow you got here. I don't know who, you see what I'm saying? So if you can recognize.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, but Mark, I don't know if you got anybody coming through.
No, I think they have already found their Oasis, and they're looking for another one. And I think that from everything I'm hearing, you're in a good place and on the right path. So advice is what you're doing, keep doing it.
That's right. Don't doubt yourself at all.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
I like happy stories.
I do too. And
we got a bunch of them today.
Yeah, they found their Oasis. And we got some time. Do you think I think we should go? Yeah. Jacob, who do we have next?
Yeah, we've got Simran calling in from South Carolina. Hey there, Simran.
Hi, Simran.
Hi, how are you doing?
Awesome. How the heck are you?
We're doing good over here. How are you, Mark?
Doing fine. How's South Carolina? Is it hot or humid?
Oh, it's hotter than ever. It's hotter than ever.
That's my mama's hometown.
That's right. Dr. Pat is a Yankee who lived in South Carolina. She's like a Yankee Southern hybrid.
And grandma and grandma's home that had no stove, potbelly stove in an outhouse. So there you go. How can we help you today?
I've been reading your book, Evidence of Eternity, and I want to say that is an amazing, captivating book.
Thank you. That's very kind of you to say. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
And I just want to know if you had anyone coming through for me.
I do. I'm getting a male energy coming through to you now. He could be on your generational level. So this could be like a friend or a brother, but I'm getting him coming through. And this guy, he keeps showing me his ears. So he may have had like big ears or ears that kind of stuck out a bit, but he's showing me his ears, or maybe he had an issue with hearing. And what I'm getting with him, Simran, is this impact sensation to my head. And when I feel an impact sensation to my head, that could be head trauma, but this could also mean a quick and unexpected passing, because different causes of death, I manifest it through similar sensations. So I'm getting a younger guy, feels like he's on your generational level. By younger, I'm trying to get a fix on his age range, could be middle 20s, possibly up to about 30, but I'm getting the shockwave going through my body. Go ahead.
Well, There is one person. His name was Marcus Horn. He died when we were in high school, though. He died of a motorcycle accident.
Okay, okay. You know, got to realize the way I see them is like a vivid memory. And that would make sense with the shockwave to the body. And sometimes people you don't expect come through. But let me work with him. Now he's holding up his hand. There's a little fiddler crab running around in his hand. Now, that is an interesting thing. And I know in the low country in South Carolina, you got crabs and things like that. So unless there's – oh, does that make any sense, something with crabs?
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Hold on. We're not done yet. Mm. A crab can mean a number of different things. It can mean somebody who likes eating shellfish. It could be somebody that may have a shellfish allergy. That could be you or somebody close to you. I'm sorry,
well,
did you say
something? I love crab legs. I love
crab
legs.
Well, there
you
go. Oh, there we go. That, yeah. All right, see. Yeah. So I know when I'm getting good stuff. I just got to give you some time. Hold on. What does he want you to know? He said that you're coming up on a really new phase in your life, and this is fascinating. I'm seeing what looks like an Easter lily, and it's opening and blossoming. So that could also mean something about a lily. An Easter lily could be somebody with a name like Lily or Lucy or Lilia, variation on that. And I know you got a child in the background, which is absolutely wonderful, but it's
yes,
not conducive
I'm sorry about
to
that.
Me communicating
that's okay.
with the other
so
side.
So what we're going to do is we're going to put you on mute for a minute so Mark can finish. So Jacob's going to just mute the phone. And, you know, and by the way, we can Mark can continue to give you information on this because I want to make sure what he has to say is coming through loud and clear. Jacob, you can mute the phone for a minute. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah. The Easter lily can mean a variation on a name like Lily, Lilia, it could be Lucy, something like that. But normally when I see Easter lilies, that is a time frame, which would be the Aries time frame, because Easter generally, like 99% of the time, falls within Aries. Mm-hmm. So what this could mean, Simran, is a significant birth, death, anniversary, or event, which can be connected to you or somebody close to you, either in this world or the other side within the Aries time frame, unless, of course, an Easter lily makes sense to you in some other way. So that's the message I want to give to you. All right, Jacob, now okay. I think you can unmute her. Okay, does any of that make sense?
Yes, it did.
Okay, in what way?
The crab made sense, and the you said the lily. My grandmother's name was Linda.
Your what? Whose name?
My grandmother's name was Linda.
Okay, okay. Is there anything with her or you within the Aries time frame, which runs roughly from March 20 to April 20, births, deaths, anniversaries,
yep,
or events?
That was her. That
there
was
you
her.
Go. Okay. And she wants you to know that you have as beautiful a smile now as you did when you were a little girl. And she said that you, for a long time, you stopped smiling, but now you're smiling again. And that makes her very happy.
That's so sweet. That's amazing. Thank you so much for that.
It's my honor. Thank you for letting me make this connection.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. And just give that sweet
thank
little baby
you.
A hug for us, would
yeah.
you?
Yeah, babies rock.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Yeah, you're talking about crab. I thought about crayfish. Because when you start talking about crab, I just went to like a whole different place with that. Because that was my memory of South Carolina. Jacob, let's keep going.
Yep, sounds good. Next up, we've got Katie calling in from Florida. Hi there, Katie.
Sure. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
Hey, hey hello. Y'all.
Hey,
how
Katie.
Are you?
Hey.
Hey, Katie, what can
I
we do for you?
Before. Hey, I called in back in Pride Month, and I didn't even say anything about that, so happy late Pride. I had a hard time kind of interpreting, and I was just wondering if anybody's trying to give me any messages right now on the other side.
I'm getting a female energy that has a very mom-like vibe. And once again, that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, it's a mother, because maybe your mother's here in this world, but it is a very maternal figure in your life. And what I'm getting with her is my stomach, I feel nauseated. Now, nausea is an indicator of difficulty eating and or holding down food prior to passing, but nausea sometimes is a cancer indicator. Doesn't always mean cancer, but it could. And the thing is, I'm feeling this in my stomach and then in the lower regions in her reproductive or her vaginal and lower GI tract area. So my feeling from this spirit is that this is a woman that you guys had a very strong emotional bond. She was a mother type figure to you. And it feels to me that she either had a lot of digestive tract and stomach issues and or cancer. Does any of this resonate with you?
Yeah.
In what way?
I think it could be a lady who was like a mom to me.
Okay.
She died a long time ago, but yeah.
Okay. Did you guys do something? All right, now she's showing me candy corn. I love when I get candy corn because that's got to be only one time of the year, and that's got to be right around Halloween. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean Halloween's a big deal for you or her, but this could indicate something, let's say, between October 20th and November 10th. I call that the Halloween timeframe. Any births, deaths, anniversaries, or events, remember, it doesn't have to necessarily connect with her. It could be of significance to you in any other way.
Yeah, I'm not connecting it right now, but I'll take it.
Hold on, hold on. What does Halloween mean to you?
I am not a fan of Halloween.
And there we go. And that is exactly what that means to you. Because in spirit communication, dislikes are just as important as likes. Once again, when I do private readings, phone readings, which people can find out about at afterlifefrequency.com, I always give a pre-explanation. Let's see what she wants you to know. She keeps talking about your left hand, left hand, left hand, left hand. Are you having any issues with your left hand? Are you left-handed? Or are you having any issues or problems with your left hand? And it's tied into finances. It's like, seems like you're paying. I know like prices have gone through the roof on everything recently, but there's something either with your left hand, left side, or paying or paying too much for something.
Not that I can think of.
Yeah, but, there is. Okay. You've got to let that resonate. Yeah. I think this means you need to go through your finances, your budget, and you need to start paying more meticulous. You need to be very meticulous about this because this is a very, very strong message because I'm seeing stacks of dollar bills depleting. So something's going on with your finances that you need to be paying much more attention to. And the spirit's very adamant about this.
Okay, good.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, one of the things I love about this is in order for you to get in touch with that, you're going to have to like erase your mind for a little bit. And I guarantee you the minute that you can get to a very neutral place, and I say neutral place, some people say meditation, it doesn't have to be. I guarantee you if you can get to that neutral place within 10 seconds, you'll get an answer.
Right. And you know, Dr. Pat, that neutral place is your oasis. And I love the way you said that. And a pitfall that a lot of people make during spirit communication is hyper-analyzing and overthinking. It's like, I'll deliver something and then there's this block because you're thinking. You got to go with what hits you first, no matter how weird you may think it is. And there's the answer. Because when you hyper-analyze, that's
right.
another form of the no syndrome.
Or worry.
It's a block or
right.
worry.
Or
and
worry.
You don't mean to do it, but it happens. So
we're human. We're human beings.
Yeah.
For me, it's more like you say something and it's just blank. So. But anyway, well, thank you all so much.
No, wait, don't go. Oh, don't
sorry.
Go. I got to help you with that. I want to help you with that. So let me explain what's happening. This is going to be helpful for you. Have you ever heard of fight or flight? The response to fear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Blank is one of those two or both at the same time. It is the emotional and mental version of flight. Blank, right? because mm-hmm. it's one of the mm-hmm. greatest defense mechanisms we have. That that and chocolate are like the two best. But what it does is there's something about this that the timing for you to see it and hear it is may not be now. So the right. fact that it's blank doesn't mean it's there. Just give it a little time to dissipate.
Right.
You see what I'm yeah. saying? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Because you can say the word finance and money to 10 different people, and every one of them will have some kind of response that's either going to be, and I'm going to make a generalization so y'all can email me now, but money, finance, it's either, just go ahead and email me right now. You're going to have two responses. One's going to be positive and one's going to be negative. But the third one right. is, the third one is the one that says, I am not thinking about what this man just said to me.
Right. Also,
that's called blank.
And after the reading, I call that the unfolding. Think the reading like a flower yeah. blooms, blossoms, yeah. unfolds. It can take hours, days, weeks, yeah. even longer for that message to make sense to you. So yeah. just because you don't immediately understand it does mm-hmm. not mean that you won't understand it. Yeah. And once again, this is something that I explain in great detail in my book, yeah. the Afterlife Frequency, under the chapter, The Unfolding and Avoiding the No Syndrome. Mm-hmm. Also, for the benefit of the listeners, not this weekend, but the following weekend, August 13th and 14th, I have two Light Circle events. Light Circles are limited to 6 people, and it's being presented by Bright Lives. So please visit my website, afterlifefrequency.com, if you're interested in being part of these Light Circle events. Dr. Pat, do you think we have time for Glenn from Utah?
No, I think we're good. I just want to just give this last message out. Let me just tell you, this is the caution about blank. When you're in that place, don't rush it, because you're going to get there when you get there. And, you know, in the work that I've been doing for a really long time, I've never had anyone that I've tried to move off a dime have a pleasant journey, because you can't force the bridge between the message that's coming and your ability to receive it. Both are in mm-hmm. action right now. You just have to figure out what's underneath it, and it'll come to you. I promise it will come to you. So don't beat yourself up for getting a blank. Blank is good. I like blank in my life. Don't beat yourself up, but just be aware now of how acutely sensitive you are around anything to do with the F word, finance. Okay.
Yeah, it's in general. Thank you.
All right. Good. Thank you so much.
All right. So for the other callers, we'll be back next week. Please call in yeah. then. We want to get to your call. And when you call in, say, hey, mm-hmm. I was on hold last week, and yeah. hopefully we'll get you in right away.
But can you please mention again, like a little bit more slowly, about what you've got going on your website again, about the upcoming events?
Absolutely. I've got two Light Circle events, and a Light Circle is limited to 6 people. And it runs about an hour and a half. And this way, everybody is guaranteed a reading, and I have more time to spend with everybody. And it's being sponsored by brightlive.com. And if you go to my website, which is afterlifefrequency.com, go to the calendar of events and, you know, click on the calendar, and you'll see the Light Circle events. And the Light Circles are very, very popular. People really enjoy them. And it's really nice working with a group of people where everybody is interacting, because what will happen is a group of spirits will come through for one person, and then the energy arcs over to another person, and there's a flow and commonality of the connections. And we saw that earlier in this show, Dr. Pat. Well, we had two callers, each with issues with driving. One who was driving, and she had her mother with her, and there was something there. And then the second caller, yeah. the issue with driving had to do with an eyesight problem. So that was like the tip of the iceberg of collective consciousness communication. And if people want to find out about Light Circle events, private readings with me, my books, and my upcoming speaking events, I'll be speaking at Helping Parents Heal in just about 2.5 weeks from now, please visit afterlifefrequency.com. Plus, you'll find out about upcoming episodes of The Psychic and the Doc.
I love it. Hey, everybody, thank you for tuning us in and turning us on. And we've got some exciting things planned for you as we move forward. You're the best audience on the planet. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jacob. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, all of the producers, Rocky, Linda. We'll see you next time. Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into The Psychic and the Doc with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems, yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.